Hi, welcome to Ramble. This is Anita. I now started a minute late. I sincerely apologize. I accidentally dialed into the guest call-in. Yeah, I've been hosting the show for almost 2 years, and I did that. This is the first time I ever did that, and I'm like, I had a totally ditzy moment. And as you can hear, my allergies have been acting up this week, and I changed it. And for those who follow my show, I did change the subject. There's a reason, and it's pretty obvious. I started my period. I know that's like such a female thing to say as I sit here twirling the sew in. And it seems so ditzy, but for those of my listeners who don't know, I have PCOS. PCOS is polycystic ovarian syndrome. So when I don't take any acyl estradiol birth control pill, I get a period when I get a period. So mine is not the nice, cutesy, every 28 days I have this thing written down when I'm not taking medication. Mine is, it gets here when it gets here. It could be this year. It could be next week again. It could be next year. It could be next decade, which if I get it next decade, it's like, well, my reproductive year is almost over. Let's just fade out into the sunset. But that is one effect of PCOS. And for those who don't know what PCOS stands for, because I'm just like throwing these letters around, PCOS is polycystic ovarian syndrome. And according to PCOSFoundation.org, it's known as a silent killer. I'm not dying. Don't worry. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's the end of the world. Basically, I have a hormone imbalance. And PCOS is also, for those who don't, is also called Stein-Lilienthal syndrome. And my ovaries don't produce a lot of estrogen. Like, I am a female, duh, I have estrogen, I have boobs, I have mood swings and want chocolate, and I cry and everything else. But my hormones are out of whack, and because of that, I'm really not supposed to eat carbs. Yeah, I've simplified it. I've really simplified this hormonal silent killer into, I'm just not supposed to eat, like, well, I'm not supposed to eat a lot of simple carbs, but a lot of people are. But having PCOS, it has been linked to insulin resistance, type 2 diabetes, high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart disease. So basically, I'm really like, I got diagnosed 2 years ago, but I've always had symptoms. So besides the period thing, there's the embarrassing facial hair. Yes, I have that. I do get it waxed off and everything else. I didn't start my period early, and when I first started having a period, it started and it stopped. Like, it was the equivalent of having a messed up engine. Like, you know, you're in your early preteen years. Well, I wasn't even fully preteen. I was like 11, 12 years old. As a female, you want your period, you romanticize it, which propaganda at its finest, and you finally get in this like, oh, it's here. Biggest disappointment. It's here, and it stops, and it's like, no pain, it was just, okay, here's the pad, and then it's like, oh, it's supposed to come again next month like everybody else's. No. Oh, well, it'll come. I mean, you're just starting out. No. 3 months. No. No. Not here. No. My mom started freaking out, and I mean, my biological mom, this is before I met my surrogate mom, but bio mom already was mentally ill, not in a ha-ha way, but like I said, she was institutionalized for my 8th birthday. So for her to see her little girl going through her thumbs, it was like, we're going to the hospital. That was her thing. It's like, okay, is she having? No, I'm not having sex, mom. So 9 months in, no period again. It's like, it's like, no. And that's another thing, we have PCOS. You have the regular, so it's like you can't really use the no period thing to determine pregnancy because it comes when it comes. So 9 months, no period, no period. Finally, about 15 months, it's like, oh, I forgot you were there. Like, you left me for 15 months. What am I supposed to think? he left me that long. And this was basically my early reproductive years from about 7 years. Well, 6 years. And when I was 18, my doctor put me on birth control because they didn't want to do it sooner. They were like, and even though it's been recognized for 75 years, people still don't know how to deal with it. So it's like, okay, well, maybe if we give it time, it'll work itself out. That's pretty much how my doctor dealt with it. 6 years in, it's like, okay, well, you're legally an adult. Here's some pills. Those pills made up for lost periods for a month. Then we did the switch and find the pills that worked. The birth control, because it's like, well, if I'm already having trouble with my eggs, it doesn't that mean I'm going to have trouble reproducing anyway? So for me, taking hormonal, like, birth control is a joke because it's like, I could just go without them. It's not like I'm taking them not to get pregnant. And that's another thing with PCOS. I would have a hard time conceiving. Like, I could, maybe with the help of modern medicine, maybe calming my neurotic ass down, have a baby. I'm not sure if I could even sustain a pregnancy because of those issues. And it's not a joke. And I'm also going to give you WebMD, but if you would like more information, definitely talking to a general physician or a gynecologist would be absolutely helpful. Well, talk to a doctor you trust because some doctors make Hal look like Betty White. Like, they make him look that friendly. And I have experienced those doctors, and I'm like, you are a, and this is going to sound so humble, it's like you're a gay, moody version of Hal. And I know that's sort of redundant, but yeah, I've had those kind of doctors, and it's like, get away from my uterus. The uterus is fine. It's everything attached to the uterus, and you're annoying the owner of said uterus. Yeah, and I've had some really great doctors, but I'm like, I miss you. I wish I had enough money to fly you in to check my uterus because this person, other person doesn't know what they're doing. But that's neither here nor there. According to WebMD, like I said, it's hormones, and it will make you difficult for me to get pregnant. Some of the women who have it actually grow cysts on their ovaries. Hence the name, polycystic ovarian syndrome. But I don't know if I've never had an x-ray of my ovaries. But I do physically display some of the symptoms. And it's very, like, not really one size fits all. But you can tell. Like, it's there. I have the walk like a duck, talk like a duck, yes, a duck. And that's the thing with my doctor finally, like I said, they diagnosed me in 2013. I'm like, I was already 30 when they diagnosed me, and I'd had symptoms for almost 20 years. And to finally be diagnosed, it's almost like a mixed bag because it's like, well, damn, I've already self-diagnosed. And by the way, I wouldn't recommend self-diagnosing yourself for anything, but it's like, I've already done that and now you tell me. The thing with that, the estrogen is off, but I have androgens and I have slightly more, so I do have the acne. And another effect that can be like a mix bag, and I don't know how to take it, and this is how the Moody House doctor recommended it. I'm on a treadmill. There's the skinny blonde cheerleader also on the treadmill. Skinny blonde cheerleader, la-da-da-da-da-da, working out, loses weight. Me, doing the same exercise on the treadmill, it won't go as well. I would gain muscle. It's easier for me to gain muscle than the skinny blonde. I can't diet the same way as her. I would have to diet and lift weights. It wouldn't look good if I, and I've done the mostly aerobic, you know, but if I look lanky, I literally was skin and bones. And I still had a bunch of body fat. Like, I had a trainer tell me I was still like 8% over the standard amount. And I was down to 148. And I'm like, 5'9". I'm like, you jerk. Really. And I was doing Pilates, which I would have had to do more of it to get the classic Coke bottle shape. And for me to have a classic Coke bottle shape, it will not work with just aerobics. And my body's not built for that. And I know it's like, well, most women have to do weight, but I have more androgen than estrogen. So it sucks. I mean, you get used to it if you've had it most of your life. I still don't like the fact that I'm really not supposed to eat carbs. It's like, and the period thing, because it can be pestering to never know. It's like, okay, if I go off my meds, and you can't just be like, oh, I'm going off, you know, some people want to get pregnant, or I'm going off my pill in like 2 weeks later, I got pregnant after 2 weeks. It's, no, that doesn't happen with the PCOS. It's disappointments and hormones. I actually want, when I finally got diagnosed, I ate a salad and I wanted to cry. And I know it wasn't just because, oh my God, I'm eating a salad. I finally diagnosed with something that can kill my chances of having a kid. I'm not normal. But then normal, the concept of normal is relative anyway. So it's like, well, should I feel sad that I'm not society's ideal? And like I said, the embarrassing part, you know, the facial, the regular, the fact that I do have these health impositions, and the fact that I eat like my cards. I'm sorry, but as a female, those are just like the cards thing. Yeah, it's shallow, it's making pull up off. I love my cards. I get moody without my cards. So I have to learn, and I've got 90 seconds, but if you would like more information on PCOS, you can talk to doctors. And like, there is PCOSFoundation.org, WebMD, Mayo Clinic, and according to Google, there are over 3 million cases per year. But then these are the cases people know about. It won't kill you if you take care of it. So basically, it's hard, and it makes having a period like surprising, like it, when you're not on medication. And the medication for me was birth control pills with estrogen, because I don't see the point of taking a non-estrogen pill if I have low estrogen anyway. And it's not like I'm menopausal. I don't know what menopause is going to be like because I'm already having this. So this is Rambles. I'm Anita. Thank you for tuning in and dealing with that minute of dead air. I hope you guys listen next month and enjoy your Sunday. Okay.